Kimavui. So we have the case of two parallel walls, and now we have the question of how you can be mitakin this situation with the halachas of Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Until now, we talked about two tfanos kimingam, so that they are at a right angle. And there we talked about different ways, different shitas. The shita of Rav Simon was to take a tefach sochek, tefach umashu, and to put that just within lovut space. And now you have rov dolphin. That was the explanation of Rashi. When it comes to the case of sukkah suyikim mavui, here we have one opinion that says similar point. Namely, we can metaken it with a Tefach Sochek. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Also, Tefach doesn't say Sochek, but whatever it's going to be in terms of the normal case of Tfanos that are next to each other, Arevan, so it is over here. You put it, he says, Kineged Hayotze, so whatever it is, with the Tefach Sochek or just the Tefach itself, but that is one opinion. Simon comes and says, here you have to do something more. You need a pas arba umashahu, the board of four tfachim and a bit more, and again you put it just within the distance of lavud, and therefore it's kilavudami, and now I have what? Together with the lavud and the pas arba umashahu, you have seven. The Gemara wants to understand, what's the difference? Why here do you need a pas arba? Whereas earlier, Tefach Sochek suffices according to the same Rav Simon. And for the Gemara, the words that we have Ufanenu, Chasam, the Ika state Fanos Kil Chasan, Sagile Betefach Sochek. In the case earlier, where you have Tut Fanos Kil Chasan, then it suffices to have a Tefach Sochek within the loved space. However, here, the Ika state Fanos, meaning you don't have the Kil Chasan, so then you need the pas arba. What's the pshat in this gemara? Yesterday we learned the Ran, and we learned the Ran more or less in the same derech as we see in Rashi. The way that emerges from the Ran established for us that there's a question as far as what does kil chasan mean. That's where we started. The first shita was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all you need is a tefach, and you can put it b'chol ruach sheyirtza, because for Rabbi Yehuda, Kil Chasan just means the Shir Meshach Sukkah. So you had it in terms of the Sukkah Kimavoy, it's the same way that you had it in the other case. There's no additional aspect, Kil Chasan, in terms of the position of the Tutfanos relative to one another. However, when it comes to this Shita here of Rav Simon, we understand that Kil Chasan means another thing. And this is what the Rashi in the very beginning of the Sugya steered us in that direction. Rashi had 2 points what he said about Kil Chasan. Number one, Kil Chasan is Shir Meshach Sukkah. But the other point is what? Kil Chasan, Kimin, Gam. So the definition of Kil Chasan, the Halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, that talked about what is the minimum for Sukkah Kshera, Shtayim Kil Chasan, and then Shir Safil Tefach, what goes into Kil Chasan Midoraisa, the notion that we call Arevan. A Revan, that they're connected, that they're mixed with each other, that they are therefore in that position. That's what the Gemara would be saying, therefore, when it comes to the distinction between the cases. When it comes to the cases of when you had them, Kimin Gam, so then all you needed for the Shlishis was a Tefach Sochek, and that's all you need. However, when it comes to the case of Kimavoy, since you don't have Kil Chasan, namely, you don't have the second condition of Kil Chasan, you don't have a Revan. So now you're going to need a pas arba. What's the pshat? So how does pas arba take care of the problem? If you need a raven, you need a raven. So we tried to say something that we showed is lechora not the case. We thought maybe when you have a second wall through the pas arba, so then there's no halacha. Then that becomes its own case. The only time that there's a halacha. What did we say? The only time that you would need a Revan is only when you have Shlishis Afilu Tefach, but here you have three walls. That's what we suggested. Perhaps a mahalach like that. Maybe Pnei Yeshua, Mr. Maram is to this, I don't remember, could be. But L'chor, we said it's not correct, because we noted how the Ran points out, we'll get back to that Ran, that even with a sukkah of four walls, the halacha of a raven remains a halacha. Do you have to make sure that, in other words, if you have three walls, you have to have that the walls are at a point where they are a raven. L'chor, that's a given. And we had another kasha as well. L'maisa, what did we say? L'chor is mefurish in the Ran anyway, so forget about what we thought. L'maisa, the Ran says in mefurish, that same piece of Ran that we alluded to with the case of the corners. The Ran says, what's the pshat in our Gemara? The pshat in Gemara is that you have a raven through the pastel. That's what the Ran says, black and white. You solve the problem of a raven. How? These two walls are not a raven. The answer is you put a pasdalet, samuch, in the lavud space. So now, the fact that there's lavud, and you have now the pasdalet, that's called a raven. It's mefurish, according to the Ran, that's called a raven. The area of lavud doesn't create a problem in a raven. To the contrary, that's called a raven. Mefurish, Mugadim says it mefurish as well, but that comes out of the Ran. So I have a raven through the pasdalet. Now it's interesting, but yet the other wall still needs to be meshach sukkah. So if I have the wall pasdalet with the lavud, and that's a raven with the other wall next to it, so then the this wall where I am now, why do you need shir zayin fach? But the answer seems to be because Kilchasan has two things to it. Kilchasan says a raven. Kilchasan says also what? She meshach sukkah. Apparently the lavud is not going to solve that problem. The lavud is going to help you for the raven. The lavud is not going to help you to fill the gap that you now have a zayin tfach in wool. So it comes out, and this is what's interesting, we have to explain why this should be so, but in a way, the kilchasan, which means two things, is now being fulfilled in two different ways in this situation. How so? The kilchasan that requires kimin gam, that should be a raven, that's being fulfilled through the pasdal. Because that counts as a raven, that's what the Ran says. The kilchasan that says you need shtayim that are kimeshach zayin tvachim of a sukkah, that's fulfilled through the two parallel walls. Now, why should that, isn't that strange? That's what we asked. Well, what? Wouldn't you think that it should be the same two walls that fulfill both criteria of kilchasan? Like, how do we understand this? That we have the kilchasan of the meshach sukkah of the shtayim by counting this as one and this as one, and but that's not the shtayim of kimin gam; they're parallel. So where's the kilchasan kimin gam? Oh, that's this plus the pasdalid, which is a lavud space of the other wall. So what, shtayim in one respect kilchasan these two, and the other respect shtayim kilchasan these two. What's the pshat? So in order to explain that, we have to understand what is this arevan idea? Where does it come from? Why do you need it? What's the significance of it? Without it, what is it? Where does the chesaron lie? Hang on a second. Where does the chesaron lie? The halacha of kilchasan in terms of the sheer meshach sukkah, that's clearly halacha in terms of what? In terms of what? The tfanos themselves. Tfanos need to be the sheer meshach sukkah. The halacha of arevan, on the other hand, is what medayik in the Rashi, is a halacha not in the tfanos per se. It's a halacha in the hekif of the sukkah. It's in what the tfanos are coming to accomplish. Namely, if the tfanos are not arevan, then we have the problem called pilush. Pilush means that traffic can go through from one side straight to the other without anything blocking. They won't have to make a turn. That undermines the sense that this area is mukaf. The ma'ala of kimin gam, namely the ma'ala of arevan, is, as Rashi puts it, Rashi's lashon, shtei tfanos, Shlemos kilchasan kimin gam, in explaining the Gemara's teretz, right? Hasam over there, it's enough with the tefach, sochek, why? Because you have shtei tfanos, shlemos kilchasan, kimin gam. And what does that mean? What is the mile of kimin gam? The ein niros mifurashos ki hai. What is he saying? That the fact that the two are kimin gam means that, yeah, of course, if you make a turn, you can end up going out. But the problem is more pronounced if you walk in and you can walk straight without making any diversion and find yourself out on the other side. That's a problem. It's a greater problem. That's the problem that a Revan is coming to solve. That problem is not a problem in the Tfanus. That's a problem in the Sukkah as a whole. The Lashna Gemara, Sukkah Hasuya Kimavoy. The problem lies in the Sukkah Bechlarusa. Sukkah Hasuya Kimavoy. To that end, we solve that by creating a situation that it's now not Mifulash. So by putting the Pasdalid there within Lavud, so that area, the Pasdalid and the Lavud, that's considered to be a stima. That's a stima. Lavud is a stima. The Pasdalid is a physical stima. And that means that the Chopach is in this area, there is no longer a Pilush. And therefore, you have the Maila of Arevan, and you have the fulfillment of Arevan. The Arevan was not a never din in the Defanus, it was din in the Sukkah. So Mimela now, I have my Shtayim Kilchasan literally in terms of the length, and they have the Shtayim Kilchasan in terms of the fact that there is no Pilush that breaks the Sukkah. So it's not a problem that I'm looking at different Defanus to fulfill different aspects of Kilchasan. Because were the Kilchasan of Kmin Gam, Halach, and Tfanos, then I would be bothered by this question. Rabosa, you hear me well. Were the Kilchasan a function of the Tfanos? So like, here you're using these Tfanos for this din of Tfanos of Kilchasan, and here you're using the other Tfanos. No, the Pshat is different. Kilchasan of the length of the Tfanos is a din in the Tfanos. Yeah, it's very cold out. Better, definitely cold. Yeah.
No, it was close.
Okay. Okay, we'll warm ourselves up with the Torah anyway. Okay. The Tfanos have a din themselves to be a certain length. That has to do with the two Tfanos of the Mavli. But the problem of that it's not Kimin Gam is not a problem in the Tfanos per se. It's a problem in the in the Sukkah itself being considered that it can become mukaf through the Tfanos. So all I need to do is take something as a stopgap measure, right? Put in the Pasdalid and put it within Lavud, create now a situation where it's no longer Mifulash. Memela, I have my Kilchasan in that respect too. But it's not the pshat that I'm doing different tfanos to fulfill the kimin gam. The kimin gam is only halacha to the extent that I had the problem of mifulash, and that's solved through the pasdalid. So therefore, everything is fine. The only thing that really requires havana, I tried a little bit yesterday, maybe you can try harder than me, but it's a good kasha, but I don't see the pshat as being any different. I'm just telling you, the kasha is a kasha, you have to answer it. All this is perfect in the Sukkah Ketana. So then there literally is no mifulash. There's no pilush because it ends at the end of the pasdalid. You have the three, you have the lavud, you have the four, and now there's really no way for somebody to go on one side and go through on the other side. But we're not just talking about a sukkah of Zayin Tefachim. We're talking about a sukkah that's more than that. It could be another eight tefachim afterwards that's open. So what have you gained? Someone can still come in, right, between these two long tefanos, walk in on one side over here, no, and come and go straight through, because the pasdalid ended over here. So what have I really achieved? How have I solved the problem? It's a pashut kasha. Like, Arevan is a function of having a pilush. So the pilush is still here. What I tried to say, and again, maybe you can do a better job in finessing it. L'chor, what I tried to say is, inasmuch as the din of Shisha Safiru Tefach, that means that you view it as if it would be extending, as we saw in many sources, right, in the Rush and the Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi that he brings Shitas Shmuel there. And if that's what you're doing, you're creating that extension, whatever I have here is like it were here. So if I have the area here from the lavud through the end of the pasdalid as considered to be a blockage, that the sukkah is not cold, that it has this thoroughfare that goes through, that runs through. If the halacha says that I can take that and extend it, then it's ki'ilu that same structure, that same situation, that same matzav of blocking that exists where it exists physically, ki'ilu it exists in the hemshach of that ruach as well. In metzius, of course, it's not so. In metzius, you can walk right through. But halachically speaking, lumbish speaking, if that's what halacha will dictate, that you have a right to extend it, once you get to Zion, you know, because you've created the arevan on the level of the Zion Tfachim, so now you can simply extend it and imagine that the pirush is solved for the whole ruach of the sukkah. Am I thrilled with this? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's, you know, sufficient. But Lamaisa, this is what it says according to the Rambam. This is l'chor, the answer to the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pasdalid solves Arevan. Arevan is a function of the fact that there's a Pilush. And there shouldn't be, we're going back to Lush and Rashi, and the Kamin Gan means it's not as Mefulash, because if you go straight, you're going to hit something that's going to block you from going straight through. And therefore, the Pasdalid creates that effect, that it's not, there's no longer the pirush there, at least where it is. Memela, you have the effect of Kamin Gan through that, and you have the Shtan Kilchasan of the Meshach Sukkah with the other two Tfanos, and doesn't bother me that it's two different roles, because the whole Halach of a Raven was never Din in the Tfanos, it was a din, part of Din Doraisa, for sure, but it's a din in the Sukkah Bechalusa, Sukkah Sukkah Mavui, that's how it's solved. Again, this is all based on the Lashonus of Rashi, Lashonus of the Ran. Adkan, basically, where we are at this point. Menachem, Moshe, Nikki.
Why can't we say to the Ran that the Pasarba is being used for Meshach Sukkah? Why are we assuming that we can't say that?
You're going to see something later. We're going to see a Gemara later on Tazayin that is very interesting in this regard. There's a Gemara, you'll take a look. The Gemara says, the vast piece of Gemara, Tazayin Amidbeis, Amar Rav Ami Pasar Bo Mashu Mati B'Sukkah Mishum Dofen U'mukim Rabbi Pachas Mishkosh Tfachim Samuch Dofen. Rav Ami says, take a Pasar Bo Mashu and it's Mati B'Sukkah Mishum Dofen. It counts as a Dofen. What do? You put it just within three, Samuch Dofen, and Kol Pachas Mishkosh Samuch Dofen Kilav Adami. My Kamashmalon, Ha Kamashmalon, the Shir Meshach Sukkah Ktana Shiva. The bottom few lines of the Gemara Tazayin Amid Beis. The Ran on that Gemara says that that's basically echoing our Gemara. The Ran on that Gemara, that statement of Rav Ami, here it is. The sukkah suy ken mabui mairi. It's got to be a case of sukkah suy ken mabui. The ibish state funus da revan. I feel betefach sochek, but so as pesach sagi. Uvade the sukkah suy ken mabui yaskina. And that's, again, that's basically what the Ran says here as well. When the Ran discusses the case of the psachim in the corner, he says that's a problem if they're not a revan. The besukah suikin mavoi nami aide pasar ba ha'ika shtei tfanos da revan. But notice the Ran still needs the third wall. Now it could be there a chokin on that Gemara. You'll see the Tosis. Maybe we'll get to it eventually in the rush. They may hold that you can have a second wall through the pasdalet and the lavud. In other words, l'chayra, that means that if you have this wall and then you have the pasdalet, just you know the tefach. That's what you're asking, right? But the Ran says not that way. The Ran holds that all you're gaining with the pasdalid and the lavud is the arevan, my love arevan. But you're not gonna be able to escape that the third wall is gonna have to be Zayin. No, the lavud cannot be mashlin the shear of Zayin Tfachit. That's what you see in the Ran.
The Ran says it explicitly.
Kimat. I mean, if the Ran is saying that all the Ravami meant at Tesayin and Beis that it's Matir B'Sukkah, it's not that it serves as a second wall. You have already two walls. It's just that the two walls are parallel. They're not adjacent. Now you can have this to create the Areva. But to create a Revan, you can only do it with a Pasdalet and a Lavet.
But why would that be?
Because you need because that maybe it requires more Hesper, but again, Kach Kosel. You're asking, why can't you say if I have a Tefach Sochek within Lavet, it's also not a Revan, it's a Revan because I have four. No, a Revan means it has to have a Pilush that's blocked on the Shear of Zayin.
Mitzvah Revan, I think, makes sense. I'm really asking Mitzvah Meshach Sukkah. It's like all over we see Lavet creating a Dova. I mean, throughout the
Masechta,
we see
Lavet creating Dova. So this seems to be Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Tosus of that Tezayin, you're right. The Lavet can be Mashkim the Shir Zayin, but the Rana holds out otherwise. So you're going to have the opposite Dofen for the Shir Zayin, but you solve the Raven through the Pasdal. Yeah, that's Menachem. Who else was? I forgot Moshe. Yeah.
Maybe this is the same thing as Menachem, but I was just wanting to clarify. But I said Gedol, and we're saying that you want to extend the. You want to extend the wall all the way to the wall that could be very far away, right? Because you're going to stick a gedolah into the wall. We're just trying to fix the space, the mufulish part. We're not the walls we're assuming is fine already. We're already assuming that there's three walls here.
Wait a second. No, but again, if there's a pilush in the sukkah, then the sukkah is not called a valid sukkah. That's enclosed.
But is it the pilush, or is it a problem in the wall, or is it a problem in the air, in the space?
An area cannot be viewed as being mukaf, as a sukkah, if it's mifulash. That seems to be the point. That's what our Raven's coming to do. So when you want to enclose this area, if this is part of the sukkah, it has to be viewed as being mukaf, as being enclosed.
But does it have shnayim kehilchosot? Is there two walls?
Obviously, whatever walls exist are being makif that area that they're being makif, that whatever area is within, so that's called the area of the sukkah. If the sukkah needs a raven because sukkah cannot have this problem called pius, then that l'chore should exist at any point of the sukkah. Apparently, though, creating this block that it's no longer a mifulash at the point that it gets to Zion apparently is already enough to solve it for the whole sukkah. Why it should be, we have to know. But that's l'chore what you see here. Because we're not just talking about sukkah k'tan. Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Maybe for Rashi, maybe just to say why he could, even for a bigger sukkah, because Rashi, when he says the problem with mifulash, just says it has to be in Nira mifulash. It doesn't have to be Davka physically walking through. Once you have a Dovan Gamor of seven Tvachim, maybe then it no longer is Nira mifulash.
Good. I hear what you're saying. It's a nice thought. In other words, once you have a Shir Zayin that's considered not mifulash, that then the whole sukkah does no longer has that same effect, appearance. Okay. Could be, you say that.
Why does that matter?
He wants to say, not that you're extending it, but just the idea that once you have a sheer meshach sukkah that's not mifulash, then the whole sukkah, you have to know.
Why does that matter?
No, so then there'll be the problem of mifulash as a nearest. The reason why it can't be market an area that's mifulash, because of the it's totally, totally open completely from one end to the other. Once you cover area of Zion and say, now a person went through at that point, they wouldn't be able to go straight through, then the whole sukkah is no longer nearest.
It's a part of the definition of having a sukkah meaning? It needs to be nearest.
Yeah, because it could be very, very who knows how long it's going to be going.
Yeah, so if it's how that appears,
let's say proportion, that seven tfachim is a fraction of the whole side. Yes, yeah, I understand. Yeah, not pushing. Yes.
Let's say the pass is not within love, it looks exactly the same. So you think if it's about the perception of being fully mufulash, then it wouldn't necessarily make a difference whether it's within love or not within love, because from the perception it's both the same. Because one doesn't see love.
Right. Okay, but you need to have the steam of love, otherwise you haven't done anything.
But once you're using a perception...
Okay. I want to show you how the Rush apparently learned the sugya differently. The Chora from the Rush that we're going to look at now, you saw already, he emerges a whole different perspective on this piece of Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Then read the, think of, you know, revisiting Mar Shaka Vitaria. Maishna Hacha the Ka'amit Bay Pasabla. Maishna Hacha the Ka'amit Sagib Tefach Sochek, or Maishna Hacha the Ka'amit Bay Pasabla. The question the Gemara posed on Rav Simon. How come here, in the case of Sukkah Kemavoy, you need Pasabla, whereas in the case earlier, Kimin Gam, Tefach Sochek was sufficient? Answers the Gemara Hassan, the Ikash Deit Fanas Kil Chasan, that's Algiers, the Sagi Betefach Sochek, Hacha the Ikash Deit Fanas Ikapasabla in Ilolo. We're soon going to see in the Rush, the Girsa was different. And that already is a giveaway that there's a different perspective on this whole Indian. The Rush's Girsa is not Hasam the Ikash Deit Fanas Kil Chasan. The Rush's Girsa is what? I think the Girsa is Hasam the Ikash Deit Fanos, who knows? The Areva. Because the Chilut the Gemara is making is the fact that if you have a Revan, then Tefach Sochik suffices. Here you don't have a Revan. But notice, it's not that the Gemara is using a Revan as, using Kilchasen as a code word for a Revan. Notice, a Revan and Kilchasen are not synonymous. A Revan is what it means. It means what it means. But in terms of defining the Kilchasen, that no longer is seen in the Gemara as framing the word Kilchasen. Gemara never said the word Kilchasen. Gemara just points out the Chiluk of a Revan. That's already an indicator that this is not the same approach as the Ran. The Ran, the first comment of the Ran on the sugya was, there's a machokes amarayim here, Rav Yehuda and Rav Simon, as to what you want Kilchasen to mean. That was the first Rashi as well in the, earlier. Kilchasen Kmin Gam, Kilchasen Meshach Sukkah. In the Rush, it's not necessarily the case. It's not going to be the case. So the Rush is discussing an Indian that we have to deal with for itself when we go in the Hemshach HaGemara with the Suas HaPesach, that Rava requires either in addition or in lieu of, but this Inyan, Rava is going to say that you may also need Suas HaPesach. In addition to Tefach Sochek, either to take the Tefach Sochek and split it into Suas HaPesach or an addition to Suas HaPesach. Now that is clearly required. In what case? But then the Shail is what, in the case of a Tefach Sochek case. What about the case of a Pasarba? Would Rava's requirement of adding, tagging onto this, Itzuras HaPesach, which is the next piece of Gemara, would that also exist in the case that we have here of Kemavoy of a Pasarba? So that's a whole big machokas we've shown him, and the Rush brings two shitas on this. So again, in your name, we're just going to focus on a few lines in the Rush when he brings the second shita. And he makes a cheshbin in how he read the Gemara, and then he wants to therefore say what he says in terms of saying you'd need a Tzuras HaPesach, and we don't know Tzuras HaPesach yet, what it's all about. But just simply the cheshbin of the Rush is itself revealing on how he understood this piece of Gemara right here. So the Rush says as follows, in the end of Simen Vav. Initially, he says, but the sukkah suya kemavoy mistavra, that if you have a pasdal and mashahu, so therefore you don't need Tzuras HaPesach. That's shita number one. Comes the Rush and says, the yesh omrim, now comes the other shita. The yesh omrim, that's the context of the Rush's words. Yesh omrim, that I'm going to show you that you do need Tzuras HaPesach in this case, just as you need it in the other case of the Tefach Sochek case where you had the Arevan walls. Why should that be? Because it's Biguk. So look what the Gemara says here. Midi kamar ha-Gemara, since the Gemara makes the following statement in explaining why the need for Pasar Ba, the Gemara says, Maishna hasam desagib tefach sochek, Maishna hacha that you need Pasar Ba. Umishani Gemara. And the Gemara answers, Hasam the ikar state fanos, the Arevan, again, notice the Girsa. Over there, in the case earlier, where you had state finance, da reva, and sagib tefach sochek, how did the Rush understand the words of the Gemara? And he says, so what do you see from the Gemara's teretz? What did the Gemara say, v'chuli, meaning, but over here, that they aren't state finance, da reva, and then you need pasarba. What do you see from this teretz of the Gemara? You see the following inyan, the following balance, alma. You see from the Gemara saying, yisron hatikra, the mechitzos gruos, the lo arevan, Mashviosan l'machitzos tovos lahatir b'tikun garua. What are we equating? Ushkun heim le'intzuras ha'pesach, and therefore the same halacha would now play out. If they're equal, then Sures HaPesach that's needed in one case is needed in the other case. That's how he comes back to his Inyan. What did he say in explaining the Gemara? Yisron HaTikun, the Mechitzos Gebruos. What is Pasar Ba in the eyes of the Rush? It's a case of Mechitzos Gebruos that remain in that category, Mechitzos Gebruos, and there's a Tikun that you need to add to this situation. The Tikun comes in the form of Pasdalet. What, by virtue of what are the mechitz, are we dealing with mechitzos geruos? Because it's a lo'areva. And that's the equivalent of mashmiosan le'mechitzos tovos lehate betikun gerua. In other words, the case earlier of tevach sochek is a tikun gerua. In other words, it's not a tikun tov to the extent that a pasdalet is. But you don't need such a tikun yafe. You don't need a Yisroel HaTikun. You can have a Tikun, which is a token Tikun, right? In the form of Tevach Sochik. Why? Because you're dealing with Mechitzos Tovos. So what is the music behind the words of the Rush, Rabosai? What do you have here? The notion of a Raven, Rabosai, does it go into the definition of Kil Chasan? Does every Sukkah need a Raven? The Rush is saying, you can live without a raven, but you understand that your standard has now been lowered. What you need in a case of lacking a raven, you're going to have to compensate with a tikkun. Did the Rush seem to understand that the pasdalet makes a raven? Clearly not. The Rush is not saying that you're making a raven through the pasdalet. The Rush is saying that you have mechitzas gruos, therefore you need a greater tikkun. Mechitzos gruos are mechitzos that are not a raven. In other words, what is a raven for the Rush? A maila. A maila in what? In what? In the mechitzos themselves. Okay, we're not explaining anything yet. We're just telling you the outline, basically the picture that emerges from the Rush. The notion of a raven is a maila in the mechitzos, to the extent that the mechitzos don't have the maila, the mechitzos gruos. The mechitzos gruos need a greater tikkun, that's where the pasdalet is coming in. If you don't have a raven, you can still have a kosher sukkah. L'chora, that din that the Ran mentions, that the Ramah Paskins and Tafresh Lamed about the corners not being a situation of a Pesach, because you're going to have a problem that's not a raven, L'chora, the rest would not agree with it. You can have mechitzos sukkah that are not a reva. It's just that the mechitzos have a chisaron. Therefore, you're going to have to deal with certain tikkunim that you're going to have to add. In this case, that's what the Gemara is saying. And the Rush sees that as the balance that the Gemara is suggesting here. Why pasdalet over here and tevach sochik over here? Because the extra tikkun is going to be defined. How much of an extra tikkun do you need? What's the situation with the two mechitzos that you have in front of you? Are they gruos or are they not? Now, why is it a maila of a raven? Certainly you can plug in the point that we said. Why is it a maila of a raven? Why? Because it prevents going straight through. You can always say that's why it's a maila. But it's a maila in what? In the mechitzos. Not in the heck of haklali. And it's not not the definition of kilchasan in terms of a sukkah that without it you don't have a kosher sukkah. This is just the taich, the framework of the Rush. What could be the hesper here? Like, what's the idea? Let's give a little more of an understanding, maybe, what this could mean. So there's another Rush. It's really the Tosis also in Tezayin, but you're already on the same page. Look at the Rush in Os Ches. The same, another two simanim ahead in the Rush. Listen to the first couple of lines here. Tanya, Dofen Sukkah Kidofen Shabbos, Yerushalmi. Now he quotes a couple of things from Yerushalmi. Yesh Dvarim, Ksherim B'Sukkah, B'Suim B'Mavli. And then go on in the list. He says, among the things that are Kasher B'Sukkah, Pasuv B'Mavli are what? Shteid Fanos, Ksheros the sukkah, upsuos b'mavui. Again, I'm repeating this. No one jump out of their seats, okay? Listen carefully again. Shtei defanos, ksheros b'sukkah, b'sulos b'mavli. Two walls, kasher by sukkah, b'sulos b'mavli. Any problems here? Two walls, kasher by sukkah. What do you mean? I thought three walls. I know a Mishnah in Sukkah that days, don't you? How much? Shalosh tfanos. Yerushalmi says two tfanos are kasher by sukkah. And guess what the Yerushalmi quotes afterwards? The Rush quotes the Tani Kane, and we have a brisa to that effect. Shtayim kilchasan. Oh. But it says a minute later, Usrisha Safiul Tefach. There you need four. You need three walls plus a tikkun of alechi. So you're going to have megufaf midal ruchosa. But sukkah, what? Sukkah, two tfanos suffice. As we know, shtayim kilchasan, shlishi tefil tefach. Wait a second. You can't say that under your breath. Shlishi tefil tefach. So then it's three walls. Wait, you say shlishi tefil tefach, then why do you think two walls? Wait. Tosis on tezayin on the base. Starts off the very tosis. This is that case of Ravami. That case of Ravami that I quoted for you before. Pass above. You put it, samachudofen, pachas bishlosha, Russian tosis, the bottom tosis. We're going to have to deal with it anyway for the tosis by us later. Get to. Mitzvah sukkah b'shtei tfanos. Tosis that you should know, that mitzvah sukkah is how much? The words of Tosis, shtei tfanos, meaning not like Rav Shimon. The shita, the kula amaroi, the le'el b'pirkin, the whole, all the amaroim earlier, davav, kirabanan, the whole sugya of heichan mamido, the sugya we're learning right now, is aliba dehu, aliba derabban, not called Rav Shimon. The amishtayim kilchasan, hainu kimin gan, and he goes on to explain this case of Pasarba. Back to this gemara. Meaning it's not Rav Shimon, it's Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan are the ones who hold that what? The mitzvah sukkah, shtei tfanos. Wait a second. Rabbanan, shtei tfanos. What do you make of this? What do you make of this? There's a lot you could think about this. But I want to maybe take this tosis, take this rush, and try to explain more to have an Havana in the Russian Simon Vav. Of course, Shvishin Safil Tefach. But what's really making the enclosure? What's really creating the chalos hekif of the sukkah? Three walls or two walls? That seems to be what's happening here. What's the real koach of being makif the sukkah? Seems to be two walls. But the shlishis is required as well. The shlishis is like an add-on. It's a tikkun. It's an added. It's required. You have to add it on to just kind of give you that much more for the two walls to do their trick. But it's not that the three walls are acting. The two walls are acting with a little bit of a boost, you could say, from the shlishis. But you want to understand how many walls define a sukkah? The way that we see in the Russian Tosis and the Rush, they find us. What are you going to say, Daniel?
I was
going to
say
that
in Achami, because the shlishis doesn't work with the dofa. Rashi says
rov dofen. Okay, so we're saying in different words, maybe the same thing. The ikur makif of the sukkah is the two walls. The shlishis is something that you need to do it to help the two walls operate. This is what the Rush could be saying. And therefore, when he reads the Gemara, he comes out with this idea that the Gemara apparently views two cases as more or less equal. And that's what the Gemara is answering to the question. Here you need a pas dalit. Here you only need a tefach sochik. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, because look at what you have. Here you're dealing with two walls on this level. They're mechitzos tovos. Why? Because they are areva. That's a maila in the mechitzos. So then the boost that comes from the shlishis can be sufficient in the form of tefach sochik. Here we're talking about shvacha walls, machitzos geruos. They're not areva. So then, the boost that's necessary from the third wall needs to be something bigger. Therefore, you need pasdalet. And how does it, we know that we look at it and we understand it that way? Yisra and Tikkun, because that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. And again, I think that would suggest that the third wall's role is really more in a supportive role, not in doing the actual koach of being makif. It's just giving the two walls a boost in terms of what they're doing. And the question is, how much of a boost do they need? Again, I'd like to think that that's maybe the underlying lumdus behind this rush, the lushing of the rush later on. So now I ask you, Rabbi Osei, within the rush, this din of pasdalit, is it din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? So let's shift gears for a second. Let's ask you about the Ran. Then we'll come back to the rush. According to the Ran, the din of pasdalit, Rabbi Osei, should answer unequivocally, v'shinanta levanacha, right? Shidrem nechudadu v'ficha. According to the Ran, answer the question. How do I know? Because what is it accomplishing? Kilchasan. Kilchasan means Lacham Moshe Misina. So there's no doubt about it. According to the Ran, the Pas Dalid is a Din D'oraisa, because you need to achieve Arevan, because that's the Din of Kilchasan the D'oraisa. The Tefach Sochek could also be D'oraisa. That's what the Ramban seemed to say. The Ramban's Achabar of Simon, we saw in the Mochamos. But the Chorah, the Pas Dalit, is a Din D'oraisa, because you need a Revan. The other case, you had a Revan, so we have to know, is the Tefach Sochek also D'oraisa? That's a question. The Ramban assumed it was. But the Pas Dalit is for sure D'oraisa. You look at the mixes. But now I ask you, according to the Rush, let's come back to the Rush. Kilchasa never meant a raven. A raven is a relative term in terms of when machitzas are stronger. But you can have kosher walls that are not a raven. Now we talk about the difference between the cases and where the tikkun needs to be in a form of pasdalit and where the tikkun suffices with a pas with a tevach sochek. No, pasdalit is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. There's two shiurim d'oraisa. Sometimes pasdalit, sometimes tefach sochek. Does that sound right? What was the kilchasa? In this case, one, in case another. Chor, what's the kilchasa? Tefach. These halachas, and the Rush says mefurish, when it comes to, I think so, Tosam Abay says it, I think the Rush also says it, when it comes to the tefach sochek of Simon, it's a din d'rabban. So the Chora, you have to also assume, if the Gemara is equating them after all, right? The Tefach Sochek is the weaker tikkun. And the weaker tikkun is good enough if you have stronger walls. No, but you have a stronger tikkun for weaker walls. So if the weaker tikkun is a Dindar Abanan, that's what Tosis is on the base, the Chora, and now we're creating this equation to balance it all out, that the Shkulin hang out the rest of the Shkulin. So then you're going to have to say that the Tikkun of Pasdalit is also nothing more than the Rabbanan. It's quite interesting nafka mina now. According to the Ran, it comes to achieve a Revan, which is part of Kilchasan, which is a Din D'oraisa, so it's clearly a Din D'oraisa, because you have to create a Revan. But in Rush, you don't have to create a Revan at all. A Revan is never a requirement. To the extent that it's anything, it's a Maila in the Tfanos. For the Ran, it's a requirement in the Chalos Hekef of the Sukkah. For the Ran, the Paz Dalit is absolutely necessary to create that it shouldn't be Mefulash, so it should be a proper Hekef of Sukkah on a Deraisa level. For the Rush, the din of Raven is only Milan in the Machitzas themselves, and it affects whether you need a big better Tikkun or a lesser Tikkun. But that Tikkun is L'chorin O'din D'Rabbanan. There's no two different shiurim d'oraisa in one case versus the other case. And seemingly, if the tefach sochek is d'rabban, then pasdal is going to be d'rabban as well. That's more or less the cheshbon I think would come out from the Rush vis-a-vis the Ran. Gedali.
So, based on what we're saying in the Rush, if it's only a maila, so is Rav Simon really arguing on Yehuda? Like, by
Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have this din, that you need a tikkun of pasdal. He doesn't require it. There's a machokas, for sure machokas. He didn't think that you need to make this extra measure of tikkun.
I'm saying for Simon, in the past
dalet, Simon of the past dalet,
it's only a maila. So I'm saying if you still did it with the
tikkun. Rav Simon holds midiraisu, it's to be kashu without it, in the chanami.
So they're not really arguing.
They are arguing.
I mean, because they're
yeah. Okay. Rav Yehuda doesn't have this extra drabbanan requirement. Right. But there's the kriya machokas. But the whole halacha passed out for the Rashi is the drabbanan. And for the brand, it has to be the derice. This is what we have. Yeah, lechot.
Just because it's not a raven isn't a din in the defonos, why does that automatically mean it's not a derice, a din in the sukkah?
No, in the Ran is a Doraisa, and it's a din in the Sukkah. To the contrary, we said in the Ran it's a din in the Sukkah, not in the Tfanas, and it's a din Doraisa.
For the Ran, it's a din in the Shtaim Gilchason.
Yes, but not in terms of the Tfanas of the Shtaim. In terms of, it goes into the word Gilchason, but it's a function of the Sukkah, not of the Tfanas per se. The Shtaim Gilchason, because you have to have a Sukkah that does not allow a person to go through directly from one side to the other, at least up to the Meshech of Zayin Tfachim. So, therefore, you have to have the shtaim to be kimin gam. But that requirement of kimin gam is not a din in the tfanos. It's a din in the sukkah. In terms of the length of the shtaim, it's a din in the tfanos. We're phrasing the word kilchasen to indicate both halachas, but one halacha is per se in the tfanos, and the other one is in the sukkah, in the hekif of the sukkah. In the Rosh, there is never an indication that kilchasen means anything more than the meshach sukkah, shir meshach sukkah. There's an inyan of kamin gam, to the extent that it's a better machitzos. Why? Because it's harder to get through from one side to the other. So there's a maila there. The maila, therefore, would allow us to just suffice with a tikkun kal of a tevach sochek. If I lack that maila, the machitzos gruos doesn't mean there's a problem, but it means I need a greater tikkun, and that tikkun is a chorid in the rabbanah. Now, we haven't done Suis HaPesach. We should maybe start Suis HaPesach. We still do the Tosis from before, but just to get started on the next piece of Gemara, get everything built and everything else, but we have to start somewhere. Yeah. I didn't say it. The Rosh said it.
Yeah. And that the tefach sochek, so to the twist of the robot to have tefach sochek, where they have pater bar, sound like dinder reish. So what's like the idea in that? Like, why did the rabbanim come and?
That's what you see in the Gemara. They created extra wall, so to speak. You know, they created ki'ilu, a third wall. Yeah. Because the two walls are gruos, so they wanted some semblance of a third wall. So it's passed down with the lover. It's like another wall of Zayin Tfachim. Again, it's all to give more boost to the two walls. But how much of a boost do you give to the two walls? So a token tefach with the rice, that's all you need. Drabban require more than that. Sometimes, you know, in this case, they wanted to pass down. Okay, let's see the next part of the Gemara. Amar Rav. Now we have three Lashonos in Rav. We'll take one at a time. Amar Rav. The Eina Niteres Ella B'tzuras HaPesach. First Lashon of Rav. Eina Niteres, the Tzukah cannot become valid unless you have Tzuras HaPesach. One version, you see all the words together. Ika de ami amar rava viniteres nami b'tzuras haPesach. You can have tzuras haPesach work instead of the tefach. The first pshat is you need the tefach has to be in the form of tzuras haPesach. That's what we'll see in Rashi. The Ika de ami says you can have the tzuras haPesach work by itself. Again, we're talking about the third wall, obviously, but you don't need the tefach. We'll have to see more carefully the difference between the first and the third. What does it mean? Pashtus, that you need the tefach, and then you need additionally the tzuras haPesach as well. We have Ashi Ashkechei, we have Kahana, the ka'avid tefach sochek, the ka'avid tzuras haPesach. So he had both. Amalei, losav amar l'adir rava, the amar rava m'teres nami b'tzuras haPesach. Don't you hold rava said that you can have Tzuras HaPesach without the Tefach Sochik? Amale, I know Ki'idach Lishna de Rabba Svirali. I look at the other version of Rabba, the Amar Rabba, Tzvicha Nami Tzuras HaPesach, therefore I'm doing both. What's exactly the pshat in what Rav is saying? Let's start with lesson number one. Amar Rava, Be'enu niteres ela b'tzures ha-pesach. Be'ervin Amar. What does tzures ha-pesach mean? Heichi dami tzures ha-pesach. What exactly is this idea called tzures ha-pesach? Kana mikan, the kana mikan, the kana gaben. You ever read? This kana does not need a shear of any real sort. Kana mikan, and then something above. That's called tzures ha-pesach. Comes Rav over here. Baruch HaKama Rav. The tefach sheshaninu bebraisa, and the eni teres ela b'tzures ha-pesach. This halach of a tefach that the braisa speaks about, shemate b'dofen shlishis, you have tefach, but you should know eno matir elim ken asa'o le'oso tefach tzuras ha-pesach al pnei kol ha-dofen kula. So what happens? You make this tefach and you can create out of it a tzuras ha-pesach across the whole dofen. What does that mean? Kate said. So yikone shel chatzi tefach etzel hayotze. So this tefach, you're going to divide it into two parts. So divide it into half a tefach and the other half a tefach. Together you have a tefach. One half a tefach, you put etzel hayotze. Again, what case are we talking about? We have the one. How are the walls, Rabbi said? Kiminga. So now we have one wall and another wall. So yeah, itzo yotzi means you take the end where one of the walls is coming out, and you put half a tefach there. The kana shel chatzi tefach the miksoa shekinegdo. Now you go the other half a tefach in the next corner. The kana al gabeyan, and now you put some a kana reed on top. Mizelazeh. So what have you done here? You've created from the tefach, you've converted that tefach into, the tefach divides into the two kanim on each side of the tzuras ha-pesach, and you put a kan on top. So what is this doing for you? The havalei ki'ilu ko ha-dofen sasun. What have you accomplished? You've created a stima here across this whole dofen. Why is that true? Because we know that that's what tzuras ha-pesach is all about. The Pesach, sheyesh lo tzuras Pesach, stima mal yisehi. If you have an entrance that has a tzuras Pesach means kana gabeya, that's considered a stima. The perakam of the Erevin. V'zeu tefach shamar chacham, this is the first lesson of Rav. That's the tefach that we're talking about. What does he mean, the tefach? Shamar chachamim? What? Shishat satil tefach. That's what we mean. Does he mean chachamim in what sense? The Rabbanan, the whole din is the Rabbanan? Or does he mean the chachamim, the ones who taught us the rule in the braisa? Okay, that's a good question. Is this a din? This too is a Pesach halacha of Rava. Is it din to oraisa, din to Rabbanan? Lashon Rashi, she'amru chachamim. Does he mean, what? The chachamim taught us about the din of tefach, but maybe the tzuras ha-pesach halacha is a din to oraisa. We have to see all this. What exactly is happening here? You're creating a steam of tzuras ha-pesach. The din is shishas hafil tefach. Now we're saying the tefach becomes a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, tzuras ha-pesach works as a stima. Rashi says, we find this in Erevin. Does it work over here by sukkah, by the first two walls? So we'll see in Tosus and more barichas in the Ran. Maybe we'll look in the Ran in a minute. The chora, on the first two walls, tzuras ha-pesach cannot work. The Rambam is going to explain why. We'll have to see. He connects it to the sugya earlier by Amud. Maybe some connection there that you can't use mechitzos that are not nikaros. Maybe in some way it's a similar type of a chesar, not exactly, but similar. So we're not talking about tzuras ha-pesach working on the first two walls. Suddenly, what? This tefach in the third wall can act in tzuras ha-pesach. What's this idea? Tefach won't work by itself. You need tzuras, it has to become a tzuras ha-pesach. The tzuras ha-pesach never works by sukkah. So what suddenly is this mix, this tziruf between the tefach and tzuras ha-pesach? What exactly is pshat? Let's look a little bit at the Ran just to see what I just told you, and then try to come up with some kind of understanding This is even before the second and third lashon of Rava. Just the first idea, taking the Pesach, Tefach, and making it through a Pesach at it. Zok the Ran, look at the Ran here on this. Amar Rava, the Eina Niteres, Ella B'tzuras Pesach. This is the first lashon of Rava. Kasav Rashi Zal would see it. Kasav Rashi Zal be'erivim. He quotes Rashi. Rashi Kasav Rashi Zal be'erivim Amrinan. Sorry, Kasav Rashi Zal be'erivim Amrinan. Hechi dami tzuras Pesach. Kam mikan, kam mikan, kam agabein. V'achad kama Rava. He's quoting Rashi. Tevach sheshanino be'raisa shu matir b'lofin shlishis. Eno matir elam kenasolos. Tevach tzuras Pesach. Apneko adofen keitzad. Kanish shachati tevach itzol yotze. Kanish shachati tevach mitzol kinegdo. V'kanish agabein. Mizel zed the avlekiu kodof and sasam the pesach sheish with his pesach skimarisi perkadam the ervin zed ajor chachamim at kan lashon Rashi says the Ran midvarav zal nirali. What do you see from Rashi's lashon? What's meduik in Rashi? She ain't suras ha pesach matir b'shteit fanos shel sukkah. So the chiddush that right away he's gleaning from Rashi's lashon. Suras ha pesach cannot work for the two fanos. This is only unique to the third ruach. This tefach that works on the third side, so you need a tzuras pesach out of it. Could you use tzuras pesach for the first two walls? No. Even though apishu matir shabbos u'kilayim, shabbos is in terms of shuyos, kilayim. If you want to plant yerek on one side and you have grapes on the other, you can create tzuras pesach. That's a machitza. If you would say that Tzuras HaPesach works by Sukkah even on the first two walls, if you would say that, according to this first lesson of Rava, my kula de dofen shlishis. So what is now the new this great kula of dofen shlishis? Third dofen has a kula. What is it? Tzuras HaPesach. That works everywhere. It was for the first two as well. The special kula, what is it? You need to a Pesach, after all. The Amina be'afil tefach, kim sheish b'tzuras ha-Pesach al-penei kula, i'achi afil b'shteit fanos u'matir. Ima ta'omer, if you're going to tell me, dofen sukkah is kidofen Shabbos, that a wall by Shabbos. Again, tzuras ha-Pesach is a wall for Shabbos, yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
The Ran says, by sukkah, by the first two walls, no. If you would tell me that Tzuras HaPesach will work by Sukkah like for Shabbos, then what's the big kula? You tell me you need Tzuras HaPesach in the third wall. That's the kula. But you could just as well use it for the first two walls. That's according to the first lashon. And Elish the Basra the Rav Nami, the last lashon of Rav, what he say, Domat Tzvicha Nami Tzuras HaPesach, meaning, Kulomish Tzvicha La Tevach Sochek and Pachas Mishlosha. You need the Tevach Sochek. And after that, not you create from the tefach the tzuras pesach. You make that the kani mikan, half a tefach. But you actually create separate from the tefach sochik. Then you have a tzuras pesach. The tzuras pesach shalaba im isa the tzuras pesach matir the chol tfanos hasukah the avle kisasum kinamim shabbos mikalayim again my kula the tofen shlishis. What's the big kula of the dofen shlishis? Are lavud b'tzuras ha-pesach b'cholat fanos ematirin? They always work. Lavud works. Tzuras ha-pesach works. Lavud we know works. That's the gemara later. Also, you can have kanim chol pachas mitzvah, all four walls. So tzuras ha-pesach works everywhere. Lavud works everywhere. And what does Rava say? You do lavud and you do tzuras ha-pesach on the third wall. No, you can do it for the first two as well. So what is the Ran showing? And Tosis will say this as well. What is the Ran proving? Elamai, what do you see? Ela vaday ein tzuras pesach matir umashlim shir dofen besukah ela bedofen shlishis bilvad. Why, Rabosa? Why should this be? Tzuras pesach works for Shabbos, works for kilayim, and for the first two walls of sukkah doesn't work. Why not? De machmirinan b'ha besukah mishabbos. Notice the equation here. Not a literal, not perfect, but something of a muscle. Where do we find a similar thing that we've seen around Daf Dalet? That something that should work for Shabbos doesn't work for Sukkah. Where do we seen it already?
Good
what?
Good Asik.
Good Asik by Amud. The way, again, who's pshat in that Gemara? Remember this. Is the machlokes. The Ran's pshishitasa. The Ran's pshat. The ina machitzas nikaros veleika. Abaye wanted to say gudasik above, take the outer perimeter of the amud and bring it up. And we said Shabbos. The Ran says, yeah, that's fine. But that's the point of Rava. Sukkah doesn't work. Kishem shech miru ba le'inyan amud gavoa asara. The ina machitzas nikaros. That's what Rava says. Kedamin le'el. Afagav de'lor binochil le'inyan Shabbos. So the Ran is interesting comparison. Not mamish the same, but seems to make some kind of a connection here. Just as you find a machmir, how literal is this parallel? Is mashal? Is it a perfect mashal, imperfect mashal? How close is the mashal? Is the problem that it's not mechitzas nikaros, but it's a pesach? You have a kanal gabeyan, but somehow the Ran feels that that's another example that they were machmir by sukkah. Ukeshem shech miru b'tzuras pesach atzmo, so dofin shlishis lachmirish nekamet the rabbi perkamet the erev and goyavina shiru l'kanish b'tzuras pesach. You see, even on the third wall we're machmir, because what's the shir b'tzuras pesach? Kanem mikan, kanem mikan. And what did rabbi require over here? Something interesting. According to the first question of rabbi, what are you requiring on either side? The shir of how much between the two kanim? A tefach, chatzit tefach, chatzit tefach mikan. That's not something we require typically by Tzuras HaPesach. So just as we find here in the first lesson of Rava, that we're machmir, that it should be a tefach on either side of the Tzuras HaPesach, I mean, meaning the two sides, vertical. And over there, we don't find a shir, l'kanesh at Tzuras Pesach, el fil kanesh al mashu mikan, l'kanesh al mashu mikan, l'kanel gaben sagi, the insarach tefach, as long as it's the shir of tebri alamud badelas shokashin, we see this in Tosus as well, the chashvin alasim kesasim, ben l'nshav ben l'kilayim, and yet over here, v'rava bayi hocha b'lish nekama, chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan. What does it show you? When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Tzukah, there's a higher standard. The Tzuras Pesach does not work by the first two tfanos, and Shabbos would have worked as a fine machitza. And even on the third dofen, you see, according to Rava, there's this idea of tefach that requires the Tzuras HaPesach to be different than typical Tzuras HaPesach. And based on this, the Ran says, therefore, this is where he comes away with what we quoted already. You might as well just see the next paragraph. Therefore, you have to realize that you can have a problem if you're going to try to have tzachim at the corners, because that's not going to help you to solve the problem of Arevan, which is fundamentally required by Sukkah. You can't have in all the four corners Pesachim, because Pesach doesn't work. They came in the Be'in Shtei Tfanos Da'arevan. The Besukkah Sukkim Mavoi, that's how they pass up Bo'ha'ika Shtei Tfanos Da'arevan. And I already told you, Farkasavnu, the answer is the Pesach Mo'ol Sukkah, Mishim Dofen. Afa Gavshim Mo'ol Shabbos V'Kilayim. Nimtza, okay. What is the pshat now? So it comes out, in terms of Tfanos HaSukkah, the first two, Tzuras HaPesach does not work. Comes to the third, Ruach, Rava comes along and says, okay, there's a din of Tefach, but Tefach doesn't work by itself. Tefach has to now become Tzuras HaPesach. But Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by Sukkah. Suddenly, in the Ruach Shlishis, what? Magic. Tzuras HaPesach works with the Tefach. What's this combination? What's the idea? What's the pshat? So we'll say over one Mahalach, and then we'll see if we can maybe modify it or say it a little different. But I don't have it in front of me. Maybe tomorrow I'll bring it in. I'll read you some of the Lashonos. There's a kuntris of the Brisker Rav on Yom and Sukkah. Kishachodesh Yom and Sukkah, small sefer. Maybe you've seen it. It's separate from the sefer and the Rambam. It's a sefer. So he has a famous idea that he wants to learn up in this Gemara. Let's say it out. Hachas Yosef, more or less how I think he explains it. He says, there's really two dinim that we have to try to accommodate here. One is a din stima, and the other is the din of dofen. And they're distinct. What is necessary for sukkah? You need a dofen, X number of tfanos. but you also need a stima, that it closes the area. By Shabbos, stima is all you need. The sukkah, there's another halacha, you need to have a dofer. Suras HaPesach is a stima. It closes the area. Suras HaPesach. Sukkah, it's not enough to say that I'm so sinir. I need a dofer. I need a dofer mamish. That's like Lumasha, like we saw by the case of Amud. Chitzos Nikaros Ki'inan. You need a physical dofer. In terms of dofer, so you know Tudfanos, Kilchasan, Zayin Tvach, Shlishis, the din dofer is fulfilled with what? How much? Tefach. So that's why Tefach is good mitzad dofer on the Ruach Shlishis. What happened to the steamer? You also need a koach to be sosim. It has to create closure. Al pnei kol ha-dofen, al pnei kol ha-ruach. So this is where Suras HaPesach steps in. Suras HaPesach is what you can use to create stima. So it comes out that this is the mix, this is the combination that you're using. You're using the din of tefach. Tefach is not sufficient because that's not enough of a sosim. That's not sosim. It's only tefach. But it's the din dofen. But where's the din stima? That's the Tzuras HaPesach. That's what Rav is coming to say. It'd be interesting. If you say like something like this, then you wonder, Daka Dav Dalet. So we had the case of Sfas Hagag, right? And what do we hold? What did most Rishonim hold? The halacha is of Sfas Hagag. If you put Dalet Kudesh and Mosfas Agag. What halacha? What? Why? Because good asik, right? Good asik is good enough for a steamer, but not good enough for dofen. What if I had a dofen? I don't know. Let's see. If I have a, if all I'm missing is missing steamer. If I'm missing, I'm missing a dofen. So let's consider a case. Let's imagine that what? If I have a Suras HaPesach, yeah. So I have, wait, no, that's a stima. I'm missing, if I have a Suras HaPesach, what's missing? It's missing if I don't have a dofen. So what if I have a Suras HaPesach? Well, what do I need? I was thinking, what if you take this idea? What?
Can I get a yotze?
If I have a tefach, can I get a yotze? And then I should use the good asik to create a steamer. Or is it the other way around? What does he say? I have to look again. What would be the problem? Suras HaPesach doesn't work because I need a dofen. So that's why good asik doesn't work. I need a dofen. So if I can have a dofen through a tefach, so then I should be able to use good asik to create a steamer. I have to think about exactly how I would be facing the kasha. Well, I was thinking of what the Biskar seems to see as two distinct demon. So we have to see if this is going to hold up in Tosis and so on. I'm trying to give you exactly what the Biskar Rav, but Chayra, we have to go through the other two Ishomas as well in Rava. We have to consider whether it's Din Doraisa, Suras HaPesach. Again, all these things have to be checked out. And then we have to deal with the Rishonim's issue, the Suras HaPesach, something that's required in the case of Mavui as well. Was only in the case of Kibin Gan. When you have the Pas Dalet, you also need, we saw already in the Rush about that, you also need Suras HaPesach in that case. Okay, not an easy sugi, right? Okay.